Internet and technology addiction isn't something young people necessarily enjoy talking about that much, but for Danny Bowman, it's talking about his problem which has helped him deal with his problems and which is now helping him to help others. Danny's ordeal began when he was still at school.
I was 14 years old when it all started. At that age, when I was trying to impress girls, and I simply wasn't getting that attention.
Danny would spend hours analysing his physical appearance in the bathroom mirror at home, but eventually he turned to new technology for more acute detail.
It was just at the time when iPhones were coming out and people were starting to take photos of themselves, even before they were called selfies. I just started taking them.
At first, Danny would take around 60 selfies a day, but it soon spiralled.
I was leaving class to do it three times a lesson. It got to the point when I was taking 200 selfies a day and I had to drop out of education for a short while, spending 6 months housebound, taking these photos constantly to try and see my imperfections.
Danny sought recognition and adoration for up to 10 hours every day and would post his pictures on social media.
I was putting the photos on Facebook and Twitter, and what people were saying to me was simply that I was ugly, pointing out flaws, being extremely, incredibly mean. People can say whatever they want. To anyone, that would hit their confidence.
Despite the negative feedback, he couldn't stop himself posting selfies online. He lost weight and even tried to kill himself with an overdose. His mother managed to save him, and he was forced to get help and to receive therapy for technology addiction, OCD, and body dysmorphic disorder, and excessive anxiety about personal appearance.
Push technology away. I was so enclosed in myself and so worried about what I was thinking. And I think a lot of people feel like this these days. They're so indulged in their own lives. Sometimes you just need to push out and think how you can make a difference to others.
And thinking about others, for Danny, meant turning his attention to raising awareness of how technology can affect mental health.
I started my campaign with Fixes UK, which are a charity which gives young people a voice to help people with mental illness and with selfie addiction.
Fixes UK is a charity which lends practical support to young people who want to make a difference by setting up their own campaigns or groups.
I started on a small basis, local news, and then it took off and it went to an international crowd.
Danny made his own film about his experience.
One night I locked my room and just screamed. I felt so lonely.
And the interest in his story spread and he travelled the UK and the world talking about what he'd been through.
What I tried to do is then take it back to helping people who are suffering from mental illness.
Danny now meets people individually and in groups to share his experience and to help others through their own problems. Some contact him, others he meets on his campaign travels.
Seeing them, giving them positive words, helping them realise that they can get through it and go on to live fulfilling lives. It's amazing how many people I've met who do have the same problem that I did, you know, body dysmorphic disorder or selfie addiction. I know it sounds funny to say selfie addiction, but people do have this problem. It needs to be recognised and it needs to be given the correct attention which it deserves.
The medical world is undecided about the exact impact of new technology, but a recent survey of young people in the UK did find that many are worried about how much time they're spending online. Dr. Mark Griffiths from Nottingham Trent University is a leading expert in the field of addiction, but even he says defining internet or online addiction is very difficult.
If I was going to class somebody as an internet addict, what I'd be saying is that this activity is the single most important thing in this person's life. They do it to the neglect of everything else in their life. It conflicts with their relationships, their work, their schoolwork, depending on what age they are. They use it as a way of modifying their mood, either to get a buzz, a high, aroused, excited, or they do it to the exact opposite, to tranquilise, to escape, to numb, to distress, to relax. You know, they build up what I call tolerance over time. They need more and more of this internet activity or the game. They get withdrawal symptoms if they can't engage in it, but in fact very few people fulfil those components. Some people can do it for lots of hours a day, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's negative.
But for people who already have some form of mental health issue to deal with, the internet can be destabilising.
Well, it's interesting because my parents are both mental health professionals, which is quite interesting because, you know, for me it was, you know, they'll understand this, but the fact is, you know, it's their own kid. It's hard, it's really difficult for them, you know, to hear this, and they found it very difficult to actually put an illness on it. They couldn't really put an illness on it, and I think, you know, many people don't understand, many mental health professionals don't understand the connection between technology and mental illness, and I think it's a very clear connection, I think.
Liam, who's in his 30s from Manchester, suffers from bipolar disorder and paranoia and often struggles to manage his relationship with the internet. He'd like to meet a like-minded individual like Danny to talk through his problems.
What Danny's doing is tremendous, really. Not everyone has the strength to go on from negative mental health experiences to help other people. He's obviously a very strong character, very articulate. These are emerging technologies, the internet, then smartphones. We don't really know where we're going as a society with all these technologies. People like Danny are at the forefront of exploring the impacts on our mental well-being. He's a bit of a pioneer, really.
As well as campaigning and talking to others, Danny is lobbying the UK government for more support and early intervention to help people with mental health and technology-related issues. His selfie obsession is behind him, but he says he is watching the current global selfie craze with interest.
I'm watching the selfie craze with caution. Where I draw the line is when you're taking more than 20 or 30 selfies a day. You really need to check yourself before you wreck yourself.
This is Ashley Byrne for DW in the northeast of England.